Safik Laila Ben Hashmashos, Safik Kula Min Hayom, Safik Kula Min Halayla. So there's a few questions about Ben Hashmashos. You don't know, maybe part of it is Yom, part of it is Laila. Maybe the whole thing is Yom, maybe the whole thing is Laila. In other words, any possibility exists in Ben Hashmashos. So between Shki and Seis, which is the twilight, which is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, you have all these different, maybe part of it is Yom, and then at a certain point it switches to Laila. Maybe the whole thing is Yom, maybe the whole thing is Laila. And Matila Moso Lachomer, Shnei Yom. So therefore you always go Lachomer, because you don't know which day it is. Is it the first day? Is it the second day? Of course, if it's Yom, it's part of the first day. If it's Laila, it's part of the second day. Ezer Ben Hashmashos. What is this Ben Hashmashos period? Mishatishka Cham. When the sun goes down, calls man Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. As long as the east is still red. Ben Hashmashos. The sun is set in the west, but the east is still has some light in it. So it's pretty early in the time. Hichsif atachtoy v'loy hichsif o elyoin. If let's say the east horizon turned black, hichsif means black. However, the sky above is still not black. In other words, it starts getting black in the east, and then the blackness moves over through the sky until eventually it gets black in the west. So if it's black in the east, tachton, below hechsev elyon, it's not black up on top, ben hashmashos, it's still ben hashmashos. Hechsev for elyon, v'hishva l'tachton, if the sky above me is black, which is the same color as the horizon in the east, zeh laila. That's already night. So Kohen Reb Yehuda, as long as it gets black on top of me, directly above, and is of course black in the east, that's already night. It could still have light in the west. That doesn't make a difference. It's already Laila. So this is Reb Yehuda's opinion of Ben Hashmashos. Okay. Reb Nechemya Omer, Nechemya is a different idea. How long is Ben Hashmashos? The amount of time it takes a person to go from the sun sets, half a mil. Now, let's say a mil is assumed by most people to be 18 minutes. So it means for 9 minutes after the sun sets, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya is Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yehuda didn't give us a time. We don't know how long Rabbi Yehuda's time would be. But Rabbi Nechemya said half a mil. So that's Ben Hashmashos. If Yossi Omer, if Yossi said, Ben Hashmashos keherif ayin. Ben Hashmashos is only a blink of the eye. Zeh nichnes v'zeh yotzeh. You go into it and you go out of it. In other words, it takes only a fraction of a second, Ben Hashmashos. Yef shalam adolav. And you really can never know exactly where it is. So, he's very vague. At some point, there's a Ben Hashmashos. It's not when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down, according to Reb Yossi, it's still day. But at some point, it's day, and all of a sudden, for a moment, it's a Suffolk, and after that moment, it's Laila. But he doesn't tell us when and where that moment is. He just says, Ben Hashmashos is definitely Yom for a while. I mean, after Shkia, it's definitely Yom for a while. Then you have a very, very, almost fraction of a moment of Ben Hashmashos, and then it turns into night. Okay? Amama, we said above, Matilim Otho Lachum Mishne Yomim. You consider the Chumra both days. The Mai Hechasa, what halacha would this affect? Amama, Avuna Breda Vishul, Inyan Tum, can affect the words of Tum, Kedisnan. Yor Shne Yomim Ben Hashemashas, Suffolk the Tum of the Korban. Yor Yom Echad Ben Hashemashas, Suffolk the Tum. If let's say a woman, if she sees, a man is a zav. So the rule is like this: if he sees, is it a zav or a woman? Yeah, it's a woman. Excuse me. No, it's a, Rashi says it's a man. Okay, a man. If a man sees his zebra, his flow, which comes out, the rule is, it has, if it comes out 3 days, if it comes out on 1 day, then it's just a minor tumor. It's a 1 day tumor. If he has it 2 days in a row, it becomes a 7 day tumor, but there's no carbon. And if he has it 3 days in a row, he has a 7 day tumor, plus he has to bring a carbon. So now what happened was, if he sees once in Bein HaShemashos, if it comes out during Bein HaShemashos, so it's a suffix. Maybe Bein HaShemashos is, let's say, Kulo Yom, so we only saw 1 day. So then it's just a minor tumor. But maybe Bein HaShemashos splits. Part of it is Yom, and the other part is Laila. So he saw Bein HaShemashos, so he may have seen in 2 days. He may have had a Riyah of the first day, and he might have gone over into the second day. So he comes now a Suffolk Tumay for 7 days. But let's say this happens 2 Bein HaShemashos in a row. It's possible he might have now had 3 days. The first Bein HaShemashos might have been a Yom, and then part of it was a Laila, so he got 2 days. And the second Bein HaShemashos, maybe when he saw it, it was Laila of the third day. So it turns out he now has 3 days. If he has 3 days, now has a chi of carbon. So since he saw 2 Bein HaShemashos, he has a suffered carbon situation. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. I want to analyze there. There seems to be a paradox here. Amata Zer Bein HaShemashos. Going back to the Lashon of the Braisa, it says, what is Bein HaShemashos? Mishatishka Chama calls man Shipnei Mizrach Madim. That as long as there's redness in the sky in the east, it's Bein HaShemashos. Which seems to say, that would imply, if the horizon in the east became black, but the sky above was not black, it's night, because it says it's Bein HaShemashos only when the east is red. Mashma, that if the east turns black, even if the sky above is still red, that's already Laila, because the east turned black. That's what's Mashma. For Hodotani, then the Braisa continues, Hichsef HaTachdain, V'loi Hichsef HaElyon, Bein HaShemashos. If the horizon is black, but the top is still red, it's Bein HaShemashos, so it's a paradox. The first statement in the Braisa says it's only Bein HaShemashos as long as the east is red. Mashma, the east turns black, it's night. But then the Braisa says, even if the east is black, as long as the sky on top is red, it's still Bein HaShemashos. So it's a paradox. Where is it Bein HaShemashos? If the east is red or if the top is red? It's a paradox. You have to read the Braisa a certain way. Read it like this. Ezer Bein HaShemashos, Mishatishka Chama, calls man Shepnei Mizrach Madimin. Put in the Vav. Vihichsif HaTachdoin, Veloi Hichsif HaElyoin, Nami Bein HaShemashos. Add a couple of words here. And if the blackness is in the horizon on the east, but not on top of the sky, it's also still Bein HaShemashos. Then hechsev for elyon, for hishvah l'tachton. If the top and the horizon are both black, lailo. Okay. Who said this pshat? Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yosef For Rav Yosef, Omar, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Rav Yosef had a different shah from Rabbi. Hachi Tony. Read the price like this. Mishatishka Chama calls man ship name Mizok Matimin is Yom. Change it that as long as there's red in the sky in the east, it's not Benish Moshes, it's Taka Yom. It's still Yom. It's still Yom. Hechsev Atachtoin. If the blackness is in the horizon on the east, but not on top, that's Benish Moshes. He changes the Girsa in the east. Right, but it turns black in the east first. Hechsev Elyoin. Hishvel Atachtoin. If the sky on top is black, like the sky in the horizon on the east is black, that's Lila. So there's a machlokas here between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says when the sun sets, it's Benish Moshes immediately, Suffolk, until the sky on top of me turns black. Then it turns into night. Rabba says, no, Rabba says, as long as the eastern horizon is light, it's redness, it's still day. Even though the sun set in the west, but as long as the east has light, according to Rav Yosef, it's Mamish day. It only turns into Benish Moshes when the east turns black and the top is red. That's Benish Moshes.
The second thing
earlier, the Tzeis? No, the Tzeis is the same. They say both say that it becomes Tzeis when the top of the sky turns black. But what they disagree is if the sun set and you still have some redness in the eastern horizon, is that day, or is that also Benish Moshes, which is a Suffolk? According to Rabba, once the sun goes down in the west, Benish Moshes begins, and according to Rav Yosef, no, it doesn't begin yet. There's light in the eastern sky, it's Mamish Yom. It turns into Benish Moshes only when the eastern sky turns black. That's the Machlokas is, when does Benish Moshes begin? They both agree about when it ends. It ends when the top of the sky above me turns black. For us, the Tamai, and there's another machlokas which is the same thing. Didn't we learn the Brisa? Shir ben hashmashes bekama. How long is ben hashmashes? Now we're starting to get into time instead of talking about light in the sky. Amar Rabba Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabba said shlosha chelken mil. Three parts of a mil. My gimel chelkim mil. What does it mean, three parts of a mil? Ilei matlasa palgamila, three half mils. Name a mil of mechzi. You should have just said 1.5 mils. Ela tlasa tilsa mila, 3/3 of a mil. Name a mil. You should have said a mil. Ela tlasa rive mila. He means 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is the Ben Hashmashes of whom? Of Rabba. 3/4. Rabba begins his Ben Hashmashes right away when the sun sets. So his Ben Hashmashes lasts 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil, if a mil is 18, how much is 3/4?
13, 14 minutes.
4 into 18 is 4.5. Times 3 is 12, 3 halves is 13.5 minutes. So according to Rabba, Ben Hashmashes is 13.5 minutes when the sun goes down. 13.5 minutes is Ben Hashmashes.
Ben Hashmashes is between sunset and restart?
According to Rabba, yeah.
That's not universal?
Nothing is universal. When we learn Gemara, we're learning the original discussion. We're not talking about what you and I do today. You know, you just look at a calendar and you do what it says in the calendar. And the Shmashas is a twilight time. It's a Suffolk time. It's a time of Suffolk. The Gemara has a discussion here. That's why we're spending our day going through all the original sources in the Gemara. When does this twilight zone occur?
But what's after? According to everyone, after
according to afterwards, Laila means it says a kochavim.
Okay, so it's in between.
It's a time. When it is what we're talking about. That's a machlokas. But what it is, it's a time of Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. The Yom is ended, but the Laila has not begun. So it's a Safek. Now when this takes place, there's a big machlokas, which is what we're discussing right now. So according to Rabba, the Bein HaShemashos begins when the sun goes down, and it lasts for 13 and a half minutes, which according to him is the point in time when the middle of the sky turns black. So that's Shittas Rabba. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. He says it's not 3/4 of a mil, it's Shnei Chelke Mil, 2 parts of a mil. My Shnei Chelke Mil. Don't forget, Rav Yosef was the one who said that Bein HaShemashos does not begin right away with sunset. You have to wait for the sky in the east to turn black. That's when Bein HaShemashos begins. So his Bein HaShemashos will be shorter. His Seisa Kechovim and Rabbah Seisa Kechovim is exactly the same, when the middle of the sky turns black. But they disagree when does Bein HaShemashos begin. According to Rabbah, Bein HaShemashos begins with the sunset, and that's gives you 3/4 of a mil, 13 and a half minutes, and according to Rav Yosef, it's going to start later, the Bein HaShemashos, because according to Rav Yosef, Bein HaShemashos first starts after the east turns black, not when the sun goes down in the west. It's still day. You have to wait a little bit before Bein HaShemashos begins. So how long is this? We'll soon see. So Rav Yosef, Amar Vida, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chelke Mil. The whole Bein HaShemashos is 2 parts of a mil. My Shnei Chelke Mil. What does it mean, 2 parts of a mil? Elaim, it doesn't mean trade pal gamila, 2 1/2 mils. Lame a mil. He should have said a mil. Ela tre rive mila, 2/4 of a mil. Lame a chutzi mil. He should have said 1/2 mil. What's he saying, 2 parts of a mil? Ela, next page, tre til se mil. According to Yosef, Bein HaShemashos is 2/3 of a mil. 2/3 of a mil. So if it's 2/3 of a mil, if a mil is 18 minutes, how much is 2/3 of a mil? 12 minutes. So, and his Bein HaShemashos begins a little bit later, after the Shkia, because he wants the sky in the east to turn black. If it's still red, he considers it day. So according to Rav Yosef, he says Bein HaShemashos, but he ends his Bein HaShemashos the same time as Rabbah, when the middle of the sky turns black. So according to Rav Yosef, you have 1.5 minutes after the sun goes down, it's still daytime. And then 12 minutes is Bein HaShemashos. My Bein Ha'u. So what's the difference between Rabbah and Rav Yosef? Palga de Danka. 1/12. The difference between 3/4 and 2/3. What's it between 3/4 and 2/3? 3/4 times 3 is 9/12. And 2/3 times 4 is 8/12. So 1/12 of a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, 1/12 of a mil is 18 over 12 is 1.5 minutes. So the difference between the two of them is the first 1.5 minutes after Shkia Sachama. According to Rabbah, that's already the suffix of Bein HaShemashos. And according to Yosef, for 1.5 minutes, it's still daytime. Okay. Okay, now skip. Okay, now skip about 6 lines or 7 lines. And we have to change a little bit our perspective. Abaya, about 7-8 lines down. Abaya chazia l'rova de kodavi l'mav. Abaya saw Rava looking at the west. He was trying to see if it's day or night. For some, I guess he didn't have a clock. So he was looking at the sky to see, is there light in the sky or is it black? And he was looking at the western horizon. Now so far, that has not been any part of our discussion. We've been talking so far about the eastern horizon. When does that turn black? Rav was looking at the west. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav, V'hasanya calls manship named Mizrach Madinin. The Brisa which talks about Bein HaShemashah says clearly that the eastern side is what's red. You have to look at the east. If the eastern side is red, then you know, it depends on whose opinion you're working with. But no one ever discusses the western side, the eastern side, and the top of the sky. This is the only two parts of the sky which are important as far as determining. Shkia, you look at the sun, goes down. Then you want to know, is it Bein HaShemashah or is it Tzeis HaKochavim? Look at the west and look at the sky, look at the east. I look at the sky on top of you. Why are you, Rava, looking at the west? Who cares about the west? It says in the Braisa, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madinin. If the east is red, Omalei Mi Savarta Pnei Mizrach Mamish Lo Ponim Hamadimim Es HaMizrach. You think that the Brisa means the east? No, it means the side which makes the east. You really have to look at the west. This is very difficult. So, I guess it's a little bit more confused. You really have to look at the west. Apparently, the sun goes down in the west, and the west is very red. And then, let's read the Rashi. Panim Hamad. The Gemara itself is very confusing because it switches us from the east to the west. The east made sense. The sun goes down in the west, but there's still some light in the east. Then a short time later, the east turns black, but the sky on top is still light. And after that, the sky on top turns also black. That makes sense, that discussion. All of a sudden, the Gemara is switching it, instead of looking at the east, look at the west. So let's read the Rashi. Panim hamadimim es hamizrach, the side which makes the east red. Rashi. La'erev, in the middle of the column on the right side, page 3. La'erev chama shokas b'malach. In the evening, the sun sets in the west. And certain rays of the sun make the east red. The redness we're talking about is in the east. But it comes from the west. Simonoch kafsa chaloyim, like in a window. Light comes through a window. So the light from the west is shining up on the east. So anyway, I don't exactly know what's really going on over here. But Rava was looking at the West, because apparently from the West, he was able to gauge better what was going on in the East. Why didn't he just look at the East and see if the East is red or not? I don't know exactly. He looked at the West. But clearly, the signs that we're talking about are in the East. But he's also correct that the light which is in the East from the sunset comes from the sun, and the sun is in the West. So maybe, I guess if you're a real scientist, you can look at the West and figure out exactly at what point there's a lack of light in the East. Maybe the thing is, it's getting progressively darker and darker in the eastern horizon. So where exactly is the point that you call it? So Robert felt by looking at the West, where the sun is, he got a better gauge of the amount of light in the sky, which would be Bena Shmasha, so it would be Lila at some point. It's not enough light, it turns into Lila. He said, instead of me looking at the East and on top, which is with the signs of the Brisa, I'll look into the West and I'll see over there. Actually, today in our computer printouts, they also do that. They say the sun has a certain latitude below the horizon, a certain number of degrees. That they say is, says a kachavim, let's say, whatever. Because they say, because really, instead of trying to look at the light in the East, the light on the top of the sky, if you know the position of the sun in the West, below the horizon, you know where you are, you know exactly what it is. So Rava was doing it that way. Okay. Continuing the Gemara. Nechem Yoma, Kedei Shi Yahalach Odo Mishetishka Chama Chotzi Mil. Nechem Yoma said, he'll give us half a milk. Open the window, get a little fresh air. So the sun goes down and it's a half a mil in 9 minutes. Amr Reb Chanina wrote Zalena. Shoot. There's a problem here because the Gemara didn't have watches like we have. So how long is a chatzi mil? How long is a chatzi mil? We're saying it's 9 minutes because people say a mil is 18 minutes. It takes 18 minutes for the average person to walk a mil. 2,000 steps. But the Gemara is trying to figure it out another way. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Haroi Salei Deshur Ab Nechemia. If you want to know how long is this time period, this half a mil of Ab Nechemia. Yaniya Chama Barosha Kamel. Let's say he's up in the north, by the mountains of the Carmel, near the Mediterranean, by Haifa. And let's say he sees the sun is on top of the mountains. It's going down. See, the ocean is on the west.
The ocean is on the west. The
mountain is on the east, correct? So what does he do? Yiniya chama b'roish ha-karmel. V'yeyreid v'yitbo b'yam. V'yale. V'zeh shu'uro shu'eb nechemya. So what is that exactly? Can you figure out what he means?
The time it takes the sun to go from being on top of Mount Carmel down to in the ocean.
Rashi. Carmel ha-sha al-sfas ha-yam. V'chama Samach l'shkiya sachama nireis al roshe ha-horim u'b'chdei sheyeril v'yitbo v'yale hava layla. I can't figure it out.
So if a guy would be standing,
where is this? Where is the person? The person on top of the mountain or is the person on the ocean?
No, he has to be even east of the mountain.
He has to go into the ocean, means he's on the east of the mountain. Now the sun is moving, he's on the...
He's in the ocean, he's on the west of the mountain.
West of the mountain. The sun is moving toward the west.
Right.
So what does it mean, Yaniya Chama Barosha Karmel?
It's the time it takes from, if you would be standing there looking at...
Standing where?
East of Port Carmel.
He's on the bank of the ocean?
No, that's to the west.
He's on the east of the Carmel? So it says he has to go to the ocean. He can't climb a Carmel mountain and go down to the ocean in 9 minutes. You ever went up to the Carmel mountain? And Carmel mountain's a huge mountain. It takes at least a half an hour to walk down one side of the mountain.
No, the time it takes from the sun to go from looking like it's on top of the mountain till it would be on the... So if he's standing there, it'll look like the sun is setting sooner because it goes behind the mountain and then he can't see the sun anymore. It
doesn't go behind the mountain. The sun is going towards the west. The mountain's on the east. It does not go behind the mountain. It goes on the other direction.
That's why he has to be standing east of it.
But then he can't go to the ocean to be Tovel. It says, yeah,
no, it's not
down.
The guy who's going to be Tovel in the ocean. It's the sun is going to do its Tevila in the ocean.
That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, V'yered, V'yitbo, V'yam, V'yala. He should go down the mountain, go into the ocean, and then come up. He, the man. So exactly the topography of what's going on over here, I don't know. I wish you would have an art scroll to explain this, because I'm sure the art scroll does, but just reading the Gemara simply doesn't make any sense. Because I don't know where this fellow is. If he's on top of a mountain, and the sun is setting in the west, that would make sense. The sun is all the way on the west, on the other side of the ocean, about to dip below, and then he goes into the ocean and comes up. So maybe it could take him 9 minutes. I don't know, it depends where he's standing on this mountain. I know personally, when I was on top of the Halkama, it's a huge mountain. It would take me at least a half an hour to walk down the mountain to get to the ocean. So I don't know what point the Gemara is talking about.
Us.
Yes, what does Tosafos say?
Today, she already Yalu, Holy Light, like the sheer time. That's a sheer time.
Right, a certain sheer of time to go down to the ocean and be Tovil. But what exactly is this? It can't be 9 minutes. You're trying to explain Chatzim Mil. Where is he and where is the sun when you start the 9 minutes? The sun is setting in the west.
Okay.
The mountain of Har Carmel is on the bank of the, is right next to the ocean. The ocean is to the west of the mountain, as far as I know, unless there's something about, I don't know the topography there, so maybe there's a certain place where the mountain is to the east of the ocean.
No,
maybe the ocean goes in someplace, the mountain goes around it. They'll put the mountain on the west. If someplace over there, the mountain somehow is on the western side of a little bay of the ocean which goes in, and this fellow is on the eastern side of the mountain, and the sun is on top of the mountain going to the west, so he sees the sun is going below the mountain. Meanwhile, he runs into the ocean, gets undressed, jumps in, comes out. So, and then by that point, the sun is below the mountain on the west. Then I can see that maybe there's a 9 minute, whatever it is. I don't understand what exactly is going on here. So, I guess people living over there at the time knew what he was talking about, but certainly not going to tell to me what exactly that shir of Nechemi is. Okay, we'll go on. Amar Rebbe Yechid, we'll just read the next few lines, even though it has nothing to do with Bein HaShmashos.
It says Yaniya Chama. So,
right.
All the verb, I mean, Chama, you know, it's feminine, the verbs that...
No, Yaniya means the man leaves the Chama. That's fine.
Hmm?
He, the person, should leave the Chama. He should look at it when it's on the Rosh HaKarmel and go into the ocean. By the time he comes out of the ocean, the sun will be gone.
No, it has to be that all the birds are going on the Karmel. I mean, we see places that...
No. Don't tell me how to read Gemara. I know how to read Gemara. I may not know what the Gemara is telling me, but to read it properly, I know how to read it. Don't teach me a diktum. Okay, let's go on. Amar Reb Chiya. Harotze liros be'era shel Miriam. If someone wants to see the be'er of Miriam, yale l'rosh ha'kamel v'yitzape v'yireh kemin kavora bayam. This is also very difficult in terms of the topography of the Gemara, because we call the mountain of the Carmel the range of mountains which is in the western side of Israel facing the Mediterranean Ocean. We're not talking about the mountains which are at the eastern side of Israel facing the Yam Kinneret. So there's something about what we're calling Carmel, what the Gemara is calling Carmel, which is not the same. The Kriya says, if you want to see the Be'er of Miriam, unless he thinks that the Be'er of Miriam is in the ocean. Everybody that I know feels that the Be'er of Miriam is in the Yam Kinneret. He says, Rose, Lilo, Be'er shel Miriam, Yala Larosha Carmel, go up to the Carmel, Vyitzape, Vyire Kamin, Kavara Bayam. Look into the ocean and see like a whirlpool. Zoe Berish of Miriam. So this opinion is that the Bear of Miriam wound up in the ocean by Haifa.
Maybe there's an argument where it is.
Yeah. Because there's apparently another source that the Be'er of Miriam wound up in the Tveria, Yam of Kinneret. But this Gemara here says it wound up in the ocean, and from the Carmel you can see it. Okay. Which is very interesting. Okay, good. We continue. Okay, so we have here... Anyway, there's a machlokas, bottom line. The machlokas, as far as things that we can grasp without knowing topography of Israel. There's a machlokas in Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Does Bein HaShemashos begin right away with the sunset? Or do you have to wait a minute and a half? And then it begins and it goes either from sunset for 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil, or from sunset it goes after a minute and a half, it goes for 12 minutes, 2/3 of a mil. Rabbi said it goes for 3/4 of a mil after sunset, and Rabbi Yosef said you wait, it's still day for a 12th of a mil, it's still daytime, and then 2/3 of a mil, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's 2/3 of a mil, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's Bein HaShemashos. Now we're going to have to leave this coast. Okay, now, let's see, is there a Gemara? It's supposed to be a Gemara of Sakha. Turn a few pages to get to the Gemara of Sakha.
If you're looking for page 4,
what page? Next to last page?
Next.
Yeah.
Next page
is 7, page 7. Oh, okay, we have to do the next page. Actually, page 5. Oh, actually, we have the 4 and 5.
If you want 4,
okay. Okay, let's do page 3. I'm missing page 4. Oh, the loose one.
I didn't realize there was a backside on the screen.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, let's explain a little bit more on this page. Okay, continue. Let's go to the bottom of this page. We do 3 and 4. So it's like this. Bottom of 3. I'm going to review the Mishmuel right after the thing about the Bear of Miriam. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Bein HaShemashos to Rabbi Yehuda, Now, getting back, the Bein HaShemeshes of Rebbe Yehuda, the beauty was the whole thing about the sky turning red and black, which was, we said, was either 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil. So Rebbe Yehuda Mishmur says, Bein HaShemeshes Rebbe Yehuda Kohanim Tovim. He allows the Kohanim to go into the mikveh to become Torah during the Bein HaShemeshes. Very difficult. Lama? How did he do this? Who said this? Elim and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda said you can go to the mikveh Bein HaShemeshes. Suffolku. It's a suffolk. It might be too late. The Kohanim have to go to the mikveh before Bein HaShemeshes. They have to go to the mikveh before there's a... They have to go to the mikveh while it's still daytime.
Wait.
You can't go to the mikveh at night and then you lose a day. Because then you have to wait for the following sun, Tzeisa Kechavim, to get Tahar. And if it's Bein HaShemeshes, it's a suffolk. He is a suffolk. Maybe he's tovim properly by day. Maybe he's tovim at night. He can't eat the chuma with Tzeisa Kechavim. He's a suffolk Tomei, suffolk Tahar.
Suffolk Tahar, there's a yachad.
Okay, but the Gemara says he let people do it without even questioning them. That's ridiculous. You can't let the Kohen get involved in the Suffolk Tum, Suffolk Tahara. You should tell the Kohen, go to the mikveh when it's still daytime, before the sun sets. How can we let them go into the mikveh during Bein HaShemeshes? It's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. If it's Laila, then it's a puzzle. I mean, he's not going to gain anything. He has to wait another day till the next day's a Kohen. Yes?
But Bein HaShemeshes is before Tzitz of Kohen.
Right.
So he goes to the mikveh in Bein HaShemeshes. And later, it's
a kochavim. No, he has to be kochavim. He has to go to the mikveh by day, and then gets his kochavim. Bein HaShemeshes is a suffolk. It might have been already laila. It means it might have already been says a kochavim. Then it's too late. He doesn't accomplish anything. He has to have hahar shemesh. In other words, he has to be in the mikveh by yom, and then at laila he becomes tor. But if he goes to the mikveh at laila, then he has to wait for the next Laila, the whole 24-hour wait. So how can that go into Bein HaShemeshes? Maybe the guy's toveling at night, because it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. How can he go and go into the Bein HaShemeshes and make a tefillah of a Kohen for Taharas to Terumah?
If the person would do tefillah at night,
he has to wait another 24 hours.
Next
Tzitz HaKachavim would be
right. So maybe he's going to be busy.
No, they're doing it in order to get to eat the chuma that night. So how can he do it? He says, Elaim Rebbe Yehuda, Safiku. You can't let them go to the Bein HaShemeshes period for a tevila. It's a suffik. He may not be doing it early enough. He might be being tovel at night, and he's not allowed to eat chuma until the next day. Ella Bein HaShemeshes is very important Gemara about time. Ella Bein HaShemeshes to Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yosi Kohanim Tovim. Rebbe Yosi, we had three opinions in that brisa. When is the Bein HaShemeshes? Rebbe Yehuda said it's based on the colors of the sky. Rebbe Yosi said it's Harifayim, it's a blink of an eye. Zay nichnes v'zay yotzi. He didn't say when this blink of the eye takes place. And Rabbi Nechemiah said chatzi mil. It's half a mil. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole Bein HaShemeshes of Rabbi Yehuda is still day. When does Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemeshes, that instant suffix, and then you get into Laila, occur after the whole Bein HaShemeshes of Rabbi Yehuda finishes? So let's say according to Rebbe Yehuda you have 3/4 of a mil. Sun sets, and 3/4 of a mil is Safek, and then it turns into Laila. According to Rebbe Yossi, that whole Zman, 3/4 of a mil, is Yom. It means according to Rebbe Yossi, it means that Shmuel is a very important Gemara, because Shmuel is one of the greatest Amorayim. You pass him like Shmuel many times. So Shmuel was lenient to the Kohanim. He let Kohanim go into the mikveh during Rebbe Yehuda's Bein HaShemeshes period, because he said he passes like Rebbe Yossi. And according to Rebbe Yossi, this whole period is still Yom, because the Bein HaShemeshes of Rebbe Yossi, which is Harif Ayin, which is only a moment, doesn't occur for this whole period. It first occurs later. After the middle of the sky gets dark, which is, let's say, 3/4 of a mil, after Shkia, that's when it's Bein HaShemashes. And that's when you have to start worrying about the Suffolk. But the first 3/4 of a mil, the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Yom, because you hold like Rabbi Yossi. Very important Gemara. Ela Bein HaShemashes, the Rabbi Yehuda, li Rabbi Yossi, Kohanim Tovim. The Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda, in the view of Rabbi Yossi, is a period in which the Kohanim can go to the mikveh. Pshita. What?
But you shkia.
No, this is not yet Rabbeinu Tam. This is still working with one shkia, but when does the Bein HaShemashes period kick in? According to Shmuel, who passed it like Rabbi Yossi, the Bein HaShemashes, which is Suffolk, does not kick in with shkia. It doesn't kick in a minute and a half after Shkia. It first kicks in 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. For the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia Sachama, it's still definitely Yom. Ma says, Pshita. Ma says, this is obvious. It's for sure, Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes is later. So he says, Ma'u detain, you might have said, Bein HaShemashes to Reb Yossi, Meshech Shayach, but Reb Yehuda. You might have said that Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes is in the same time as Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes. It's Shayach. It has a
story at the same time.
Yeah. Kamash Malon, so he tells you no. The Shalim Bein HaShemashes to Reb Yehuda. Bein HaShemashes Reb Yehuda finishes. V'hadah Maschil Bein HaShemashes to Reb Yossi. And then he gives Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes. So that's what Shmuel's Chiddush was. Shmuel's Chiddush was that the whole Bein HaShemashes of Reb Yehuda, which Reb Yehuda thinks is a Suffolk, the first 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, is not a Suffolk at all. It's definitely Yom. Because we pass like Reb Yossi. And Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes, Keheref Ayin, is only after the Tzeisei Kachovim of Reb Yehuda. Until then, it's Yom. Yes?
So then according to Reb Yossi, you can still have Yom after sunset?
Right.
So then what's the significance of sunset?
Nothing.
So he would just push Shkia off later, or he would call Shkia earlier.
You can call it Shkia because it's Shkia means literally sunset, but it doesn't change the halachic status of the day. It's still
so
day.
So then Shkia means nothing because the day ends.
The day
after.
13 and a half, 3/4 of a mil later, it turns from Yom into Bein HaShemashes for a fraction of a second, and then it was Laila. This amazing Gemara. Kamash Malon, the Shalim Bein HaShemashes to Reb Yehuda, V'hoda Maschu Bein HaShemashes to Reb Yossi. So Shmuel is giving us another 3/4 of a mil of day. And he allowed the Kohanim to go to the mikveh. It's mamish day for him. Omer Rabba Barbachon, Omer Reb Yochanan. Now Reb Yochanan, Shmuel was in Bavel, and Reb Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. They were two big gedolim. What did Reb Yochanan say? Shmuel passed to Reb Yossi. What did Reb Yochanan say? Halacha k'Reb Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos, v'halacha k'Reb Yossi l'inyan Truma. As far as Shabbos, I would follow Reb Yehuda. In other words, start the Suffolk Bein HaShemashes right away, earlier. From the moment of Shkia, you have to be Machmir. Reb Yochanan says that it's a Suffolk of Shabbos. But for the Kohanim to go to the mikveh, you can be lenient and pass them like Reb Yossi. That they should go to the mikveh for 13 and a half minutes.
Like Shabbos candles before.
Before Shkia. But the Kohanim can still go to the mikveh until 3/4 of a mil. So the Gemara says this is a paradoxical psak, because with both of these issues is an issue mit deraisa. Shabbos, can you do a malacha? Is a question of a malacha deraisa. And the Kohen eating tshuma when he's tamei is also a lav of the Torah. The Torah doesn't allow Kohenim to eat tshuma. So how can he be lenient for the Kohenim? If he's machmer in Shabbos, why is he being lenient on the Kohenim?
It's just like for Kriya Shema on Friday night, tomorrow, in daven a late mitzvah.
He says, well, we had a long discussion with all kinds of explanations, and anyway, there the pasuk says b'shachbucha, so people go to sleep earlier, Tosfos says. But this is a question of how you can have an internal paradoxical psak if you're going to say that I'm machmir for Shabbos because maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you be lenient for the kohenim atuma like Rabbi Yossi? You should be machmir also. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Bishlam halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda lenient Shabbos l'chumur. I understand. On Shabbos he's machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't want to be lenient. Avu inyan tuma mahi. What did he mean that? Chuma he passed the bias. Ilema le tvila. Is he letting the kohenim do a tvila? Safeku, it's a safek. How can he do it? Now page 4. Page 4 is a loose page. Ella la achilas chuma. No, they didn't let the kohenim go into the mikveh. That would be being lenient. He's saying I want to be a machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. So he can't be lenient, but he eating chuma. What? The lo achli kohanim chuma ad the shalim bein hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. He didn't let the kohanim eat chuma until Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes was over. Now, when would that be? In other words, he said like this.
Blink of an eye after 13.5 minutes after Shkia.
Another blink of an eye. So how much is that? Tosfos says, look at the little Tosfos on top. Kosho, the mishum shia puta, the havi keheref ayin, this little amount of heref ayin, of a blink of an eye, lahabah misa kereb yosi. But that's not a psak like kereb yosi. But what do you accomplish? I mean, another a tenth of a sec to wait. It doesn't make any sense. So, and don't tell me, Tosfos says, the keher of ayin to Rebbe Yossi ain't a miyat. Acha ben hashmashes to Rebbe Yehuda. Umas acha habe achav. Don't tell me that Rebbe Yossi's ben hashmashes is not immediately after Rebbe Yehuda's ben hashmashes, but it's much later. Dim kein, hodem Rebbe Yehuda ben hashmashes to Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yossi kainim tevlim bei. The statement we've said before, that Shmuel allowed the Kohanim to go into the mikveh dual bein hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda because he held like Rabbi Yossi. Am I a bein hashmashes? Why only then? Acha bein hashmashes Rabbi Yehuda, nami kohanim tell Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi bein hashmashes doesn't immediately come immediately after Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashes, but it's much later, and that's why Shmuel said to Kohanim, wait, don't eat the chuma. I want to be a machmir. Wait till after Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes, which is much later than 3/4 of a mil. Who knows? It's 3 mils, 5 mils later. So he had it was machmir. If that was true, then Shmuel, who was a makel, because he passed like Rabbi Yossi, and he let the kohanim go to the mikveh, he should let the kohanim go to the mikveh more than Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashes. He should have waited until Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes. So we thought there's a paradox here. V'yesh Shlomo, the answer is the enel misacha kol kach sheyesh shi'a tefila b'ntayim. It is really later. But not so much later that you can go to the mikveh. So let's say it's Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes. Let's say a couple of minutes after Rabbi Yehuda's tseis. Rabbi Yehuda's tseis at kachavim is at 3/4 of a mil. 13.5 minutes is already tseis at kachavim for Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's still day. It's still day. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says to kohanim, don't eat the chuma yet. It's still day. It's still day. Because it's only dark in the middle of the sky. The west is still light. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still day. It's still day. However, there's not enough time to get undressed and go to the mikveh like Shmuel allowed the kohanim to use Rabbi Yossi l'kula. Shmuel passed Rabbi Yossi l'kula. There's not enough time. So that's why Shmuel won't let them go to the mikveh during Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashes, didn't? But Rabbi Yochanan was machmir not to eat the chuma for another minute until Rabbi Yossi. It's a contrived teretz. It's a little dachuk, this teretz. So Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes starts even after, but not that much after Rabbi Yehuda's tseis. Inami, or we can say another pshat. Suffolk Koylehem. These people had a Suffolk. Imhoyim Maskel Miyad Achad Reb Yehuda. Did it start right after Reb Yehuda? Or Misachad? Was it much later? Lahachi Itzuch Lemifsuk. And that's why they paskind. Lahachi Koinim Chuma Advadai Shlim Ben Ashmashat Reb Yosi. But so we're left sort of hanging. We know from this Gemara that Reb Yosi's Ben Hashmashis is even later than Reb Yehuda's Tzeis. So Reb Yosi added more Yom after Reb Yehuda's Tzeis, but how much he added, we're not sure. So therefore, you have to go during that period, you have another Chumrah. Maybe it's Ben Hashmashis of Reb Yosi, maybe it's the Yom of Reb Yosi. So therefore, the Kohanim, who cannot go to the mikveh then, because maybe it's already Lila. On the other hand, Kohanim who went to the mikveh earlier shouldn't eat Chumah, because maybe it's still Yom. You have to wait for the Lila of Reb Yosi, which could take place later. So Tosfos comes up here with a Chumrah, that if Reb Yehuda says a Kachavim, which is 3/4 of a mil, already came into a being, it's already that time, but you don't know when Reb Yosi's Ben Hashmashis begins. It might begin later. There are three opinions. It might have begun right away and just go for a fraction of a second. It might have started a minute or two later, a short time. It might start even much later. We don't know, Tosfos says. This is a very important Tosfos, because if we're going to throw in Reb Yosi's Shita into the Psak, we're going to come up now with a big Chumrah. Because we can't be sure that if it says a Kachavim of Reb Yehuda is correct, maybe Reb Yosi's Ben Hashmashis is the Psak. Because don't forget, it's Machlokes Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. Shmuel is very big. He's from the big Amora in Bavel. Reb Yochanan is the big Amora in Eretz Israel. Reb Yochanan, Paskin, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi Lechumrah. Shmuel, Paskin, Reb Yosi Lekula, Shmuel. But if we don't know when Reb Yosi actually happens, we're going to have another big problem here, the Chumrah of Reb Yosi. Because we're not sure, according to Tosfos. Yes?
Back then, they didn't just look at the sky and see if they can count three stars?
We're going to come to three stars. Next line.
And also, when in our Gemara and Brachos, when they say you can start davening Shema after by Tzeis, so according to some people, Tzeis is still during the day.
Right.
How do they,
that's why I'm learning this Gemara is here, because the Gemara by us says Tzeis. It doesn't go into why it is Tzeis. That's why we're learning these Gemaras to know why it is Tzeis.
So different rabbis would read Tzeis as different.
Right. So we continue in the Gemara. Amar Reb Yehuda, page 4, third line. Amar Reb Yehuda Meshmuel, Kochav Echad Yom. Now here you get to the stars. This is a completely new thing. Because so far we haven't seen any discussion of stars. So far we've seen discussions of light in the sky, red and black, and also time. Chatzi mil, 3/4 mil, 2/3 mil, how much time? Now all of a sudden there's something new idea. Amar Reb Shmuel, Kochav Echad Yom, one star is day. Shnayim Bein Hashmashes. If you have two stars, it's a Suffolk. Shlosha Laila, three will be night. Taina Machi, it's a brisa. Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmashes. Shlosha Laila, Omer Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said, it's actually Omer Reb Yosi by Ovin. It's not the Reb Yosi which we were talking about before, a different one. Loi Kochavim Gedele. We're not talking about big stars. And there will be yom. You can see a big star in the middle of the day. Sometimes you see stars. It's mamish. It's before sunset. You can see some stars. The planets, right? V'loy kachovim katanim, and it can't be tiny stars. Shein nirim ela belayla. The tiny stars only come out when it's really, really pitch black. That's much too late to talk about Ben Hashmashes. Elabainanim. We're talking about in between stars. Not too big and not too small. No, once he says in between stars, not too big and not too small, so we're again left with a vague definition, because how can anyone clearly define what's considered an in-between star?
I'm not sure.
You know, it says
brightest
star in the sky.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the sun is, but...
Okay. Continue the Gemara. Omer Yosi Bazvida, Ha'oisa Malacha B'shnei Ben Hashmashes, Chayiv Chatas. Someone will do a Malacha, Ben Hashmashes at the beginning of Shabbos, and another Ben Hashmashes at the end of Shabbos. So he's Chayiv, he's certainly did Malacha Vada. Why? At the same time. Let's say Ben Hashmashes runs from 7 o'clock to 7:15. Okay, something like that. 13 minutes. Right? So, I throw Reb Yossi in another couple of minutes. So let's say it's from 7 o'clock to 7:15 is my suffix. If he does a malacha Friday night at 5 minutes after 7, and he does another malacha Saturday night at 5 after 7, between these two nights, he's done a malacha Vaday. Why? Because Friday's malacha was either day or night, because it's Ben Hashmashes. If it's day, it's mutter. It was Friday. If it's night, it was a chiyus Shabbos. Then he did a malacha at the exact same time, Saturday night. If Friday was day, then Saturday night is day. He did a malacha on Shabbos. If Friday was night, so he did a malacha Friday. Saturday night was already after Shabbos. So, but the fact that he does it at the same time, both Ben Hashmashes, between the two times, he's done a malacha. He has to be a korban chatas, a regular korban.
But we don't assume that he did two.
No, he did at least one. Okay, I'm not going into more iyun about this, whether he can, maybe he did two, but he certainly did one. Now the Gemara says a little bit more. Amalei Rava Lushami. Rava told his assistant, Atem delo kim lechu bishura drabana. You don't really, you're not so precise with all of these measurements of the rabbis. So I'll give you a way to figure this out. Of Ben Hashmashes. At the Shimsha Aresh Dikla, when you see the sun in the west on top of the trees, in other words, it's about to go down. Atlushraga. Light your Shabbos candles, and that's it. So you avoid the problem. What's going to be with the cloudy day? How are you going to figure this out? So he answers, B'masa, if you're living in a city, Chazi Tanagola, look at the chickens. B'dabra, if you're out in the road, Orvi, look at the crows. And you'll see that what? What happens to the chickens or the crows? They're starting to go back and it's turning dark. So they go back, they leave and they go into the chicken coop to go to sleep. The crows maybe stop flying around. They go back to their nests.
How many crows nocturnal birds? Birds go flashlight.
I don't know. So he says you can see from the birds that it's turning dark. It's already days over. Okay, we'll stop here about time. I think it's a very interesting topic. Maybe we'll do another day on it, okay?